You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to Stuck Time to Improv. I'm Mary Scott with Business Ref, and I want startups to be wildly successful. One thing that is important are mission and taglines, and we're lucky to have Deborah Eckerling from the Deb Method here today talking about just that. Thanks so much for coming, Deb.
Thank you for having me. I mean, I get to hang out with you and talk about one of my favorite subjects. I mean, what could be bad?
Favorite subjects. Why is mission really important, especially for startups?
Well, you can't get what you want unless you know what that is. I mean, that is the bottom line of goals anyway. And the D in the Deb Method stands for determine your mission, because it's all about setting the foundation for your goals. So when you think about the life you want, it starts with what does that look like and where you are now versus where you want to go. But your mission is how you help. So it goes beyond you, and that's really a fuel for any startup or any business or any human.
Sure, your goal will serve your mission.
Exactly. So it's like a mission statement is like the best decision tree ever, because when you're working toward your goals, opportunities come your way, and you can say, is this in alignment with my mission? Then yes. If it isn't, then you say, okay, will there be another benefit? If yes, then yes. If no, you have to really think about, is this worth your time and energy? And usually the answer is no, if it is not in alignment with who you are and what you're putting out in the world.
Okay. How does your passion speak to your mission?
It's everything. Well, your mission statement is who you are, what makes you unique, and how you help. And I think the passion is part of that uniqueness. I mean, I always say you'd be really hard pressed to find someone who loves goals as much as I do. I mean, you love helping startups. What you are passionate about really shows. And as you're figuring out the next steps for your business, I'm a huge fan of brainstorming and figuring out the next steps. And I've got something I do, I call it direct to journaling, where you're just saying, doing like 15 minutes of brainstorming 3, 4, 5 times. Don't read any of them until after you've completed the exercise, but you're asking, you know, what is next for me? Or what am I passionate about? Or what do I need to create for my business? And you answer that same question. The answer's on paper. What you talk about all the time is clearly what you're passionate about, and where your energy goes, your business grows.
A lot of people seem to think their mission is 4 paragraphs long. How do you get people to get it to be more concise?
Well, that's where your motto or your tagline comes in, because if you are doing your mission statement right, it is going to be long and clunky. You know, and you can have a mission statement and a vision statement and like a whole big picture vision for your business. But what is the mission for you? What do you feel is your role in the universe and bringing your expertise into the world and helping others, whether it is to inform, entertain, inspire, educate, or, you know, all the above? So that's why a motto slash tagline is so important. It's and again, a great thing you can use brainstorming for is look at your mission and write out, 20 or 30 ideas, mix and match, and come up with something that's good. My motto is goal setting simplified. So everything I create is with simple in mind because changing your life is challenging enough. I made the instructions really easy, especially when you've got a long and clunky motto. That what is that one line? Or, and it could be a title or just some sort of like 3 to 5 word phrase, and that is going to be your compass.
Right. And my tagline is I want startups to be wildly successful. And when I had a video production company, it was called Make Believe TV. When we make TV, your audience will believe it.
I love that.
Yeah. And describing stuff, I help startups find all the right ducks, put them in the pond, then put them in a row so that they are then ready to go out on the runway.
That's perfect. You're a really good example. You know who you are and your point in the world. And as a startup, there are so many moving parts, especially, entrepreneur-led, when you are, it is your baby. It is important to know the different avenues you can go into to grow your business, but to be really definitive about what is going to move the needle. And sometimes you don't know. Sometimes it's trial and error, which is really, so my new book is 52 Secrets for Goal Setting and Goal Getting, How to Stay Focused, Grow Your Network, and Get More Done in Less Time. And it's on the premise of the secret to success is there is no one secret. Try out what works for other people, take it for a spin, and if it works, do it. And if it doesn't work, try something else.
And some things you need to put into your calendar to do more than once and update
Yes.
from time to time, right?
Yes, absolutely. Every now and then you will try something and you will know immediately that no, these clothes do not fit. But in most cases, yes, you need to commit to working towards something and see what happens. You want it to be in alignment with your mission slash your motto slash your tagline. You want it to feel like you. Because there's that word authenticity. I mean, it's a good word, but it is so overused. I think we need to come up with a better one. But when you feel the most you, when you are you in your skin and how you present yourself and your business to the world, that's the best thing you can ever do for your business is be all in, be passionate, and move toward your goals.
And your mission, your tagline are things that you shouldn't have to write down and read. It's stuff that should come directly from you and be real clear from the get-go. Because if you have to write it down and then read it back, it's not quite what's really you, is it?
Yes, no, absolutely. You are exactly right. You need to know who you are backwards, forwards, and sideways because it helps you make decisions for your business. It makes you help. It helps you make decisions for yourself and know thyself. And that's why I'm like all foundation, foundation, foundation. When you know who you are, what you're about, that's the essence of everything you create. And knowing it and being able to use it is your compass, your mission, your motto. It's going to make business is hard. So we want to jury rig it, make it as easy as possible. When you know who you are and what you're about, you bring opportunities toward you. It's the aura that you put out into the world, and you are in a much better position to succeed.
Sure. And stating your tagline and your mission to yourself on a daily basis will also help stop you from going down rabbit holes that really don't serve you today.
Oh my goodness, yes. One of my biggest pet peeves of people is too much feedback. A lot of people, they have one idea and they're like telling everybody, no, you need to know you. Once you know you, once you've done that groundwork, then go to a couple trusted people. What do you think? Then you could be objective with the feedback. But if you don't know, you can get steered in the wrong direction or dissuaded from the right one.
And it helps to bring your whole team into this so
Yes.
that they understand and help in the brainstorming to come up with that tagline. And they understand exactly who the company is and what the company's mission is so that they can put their efforts and their skill sets towards that as well. So, because you need to have everybody on the same page, especially when it's important that they have different skill sets, because nobody can really do everything well.
Well, and if you'll allow me to, yes, and that, not only is it important to bring the team in on the company's mission, ask each team member what their mission is, what their motto or tagline is, because it's going to be a different piece of the puzzle. But when, especially for parts of a team, when they know their point and their goals within the company, it's going to make them more productive, happier, appreciated, and more successful as well.
Well, thank you so much, Deb Eckerling from the Deb Method. This has been excellent information, and I hope every startup will take it to heart and get the right mission and the right tagline for them.
Thank
And
you for having me.
I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff. I want startups to be wildly successful, and one of the best things you can do to accomplish that is book a call with me at businessriff.com and join us again next time for Stuck. Time to improv.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.